Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Al Suarez of Vanguard Youth Radio. This is our first episode in 2018, our first episode in more than 6 months, and a lot's been going on. Since I moved to this part of South Florida in the Miami area, been very active in political activism, and I've been also engrossed in my studies, so I've been far too busy to keep up with the show. But now I have some free time this summer, so I'm relaunching the program. And I didn't put in the description any specific topic, but I wanted to do about a 15-minute show. I don't know if everybody can call in, but I wanted to do a show just covering things that I've been involved with the past few months, you know, to keep you up to date on it. I've been very active with Labor Community Alliance, and they're the affiliate of the Our Revolution organization that was started by Bernie Sanders. Following his political campaign, he had two aims primarily. One was to get political allies elected into office, and also to form a movement. Now, many within the movement are more reformist or more revolutionary. I'm of the latter. But recently, LCA, Labor Community Alliance, endorsed for Governor Andrew Gillum. He doesn't take corporate money. I think he's the most progressive of the candidates. And also, they endorsed Tim Canova. This was an historic move because the first time that LCA South Florida had endorsed an independent. And he's running against DW of S, of all people, Wasserman Schultz. I'd love him to have him as a guest in the program. I canvassed for him the other day. But the infamous Wasserman Schultz, whose sister, political sister, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, is Debbie Percocet, Mercosell Powell. And she's running against Demetrius Grimes in the primaries. He's being backed by my former guy, Stephen Machado. So Grimes has not been endorsed yet by the LCA. But Canova himself has, as well as Gillum. So in the beginning part of this year, I wrote for South Florida Progressive Bulletin. There was some internal differences and I stopped writing for them, but I think I made some progress while I was with them. I ceased working with Movement for the People's Party shortly before I ceased working with the Bulletin. So a lot of people have accused me of leaving or being forced out of an organization that I work with. That's not true. I had issues with Occupy that I've published openly about. I have had issues with the Greens in Florida. But I've continued my activism as an individual and also working with the coalition of LCA. So now that this program has restarted, I'm going to try to upload an intro song like I had before. Or as a matter of fact, let me see if I can play something. Oh, that one's a little too long. See if I can, while the show's going on, download an audio clip. Must be it. All right, bear with me a moment. So I can play something. Looks like I can't. But anyways, I will by the next episode, which will probably be in a couple of weeks. But if anybody wants to call in with any questions, the number is 323-870-3379. That's 323-870-3379. Today, there is a protest at the Homestead facility holding children, child migrants. There's a march. I'm going to be unable to go. Instead, I'm going to be interviewed by one of the producers of a show about activism that they plan to do down here. Homestead's a little far from me. It's almost in the Keys. I'm in Broward now. I plan to write for University Press, UP at FAU, and to my new college, and continue my activism there as a student activist. But yeah, I mean, in a way, it's worse than how the Nazis treated the Jews. At least they kept Jewish families together when they first forced them into the ghettos. Separating families, I mean, even with the reversal of Trump, and the Democrats are complicit in this as well, even with the reversal of Trump, families being reunited is not probable. Therefore, we have to give it the pressure to try to get at least some of those families reunited. But a lot of people are outraged by that. Immigrant rights, not just workers' rights, is essential to labor community alliance as well. Anyways, I don't see anybody calling in, but thank you everybody for listening. I'll try to have a guest, a Wolf Prayer show, and a good song for you for our next episode. I'll inform people on social media when that episode will be. Thank you.